Well, I think when we first went into lockdown, I was really wary about even discussing fashion. You know, it just seemed a bit frivolous, and I was worried, you know, that people's reaction might be, you know, we're not interested in beautiful clothes. We've got much more important things to worry about. But within that first sort of week, I tentatively posted something, probably about what I was wearing, I think, and asked them, you know, do you want to see fashion, or you know, and the feedback was just overwhelmingly positive, and it was really lovely because they were all like, oh, this has cheered me up. It's made must have been lovely to see something, you know, pretty and gorgeous in my feed instead of all the doom and gloom. You know, this is what we want to see. So that again gave me the confidence to sort of keep posting what I would normally be posting. I mean, you know, with a few changes, obviously. I haven't done too much about, you know, occasions. But in terms of what they have been really interested in from us and the things that they've been buying, it's been a mixture of casual wear, so sweatshirts, you know, jeans, cargos, that sort of thing, nice t-shirts. And then actually lots of really nice tops because everybody's on Zoom and House Party and
Yeah, they
Google
are.
Teams, aren't they? People can only see your top half.
Yes, the waist up has never been more
Yeah,
important.
exactly. Probably still got their pajama bottoms on under the table, but there's definitely. I did a little video on Insta, and it
I watched
was.
it
Did you
today.
see it
I
of
loved
the
it.
Zoom box?
Yep.
And I did really well on that because
Yeah.
people were like, "Oh, great!" And we did got quite a few orders after that. So it's been, you know, I think the thing that I've really, really noticed is that it's local people who've supported us. So the website's doing pretty well, but it's nearly all local. So we drive around and deliver most things, and then we go to the post office. So that's really nice because it's, you know, it's local people who want us to still be there on the high street when this is all over.
Yeah, and when you set up Chloe James 10 years ago, was it a bricks and mortar store that had people coming into the store only, or was it bricks and mortar with an online offering as well?
It was bricks and mortar only for about 12 months.
Okay.
So I think, you know, I'm always amazed that there are still bricks and mortar stores who do not have an online presence, because even if your online presence doesn't take the money that your store does, or you know, barely any money, people still use it like a sort of research before they come in. So they have a look the night before, and then they've already had a look online. They know what the price is, but they still want to come in and you know, try it on. And so, and all, for me, I think if you haven't got an online presence now, you're not really credible to a lot of people.
Okay, that's interesting then. So the local element is really interesting, and the fact that you've got this added layer of, you know, a personal touch, which is delivering direct to people's doors, is also very intimate, isn't it? Because you often have these drop shipping mechanisms, don't you, with, say, fast fashion companies and things like that. That aspect of it, has that just been during lockdown? Like, what were you doing for online orders prior to the lockdown?
Prior to online, sorry, prior to lockdown, we charged delivery, and we had recently introduced click and collect that had been working well for local people. But one of the first things we did in lockdown, because we realised that the website was going to be more important sort of for us, is we introduced free nationwide delivery. So basically, we're paying that if we go to the post office, we're paying the charges, or the courier charges, and locally we drive around and do like a distance drop off on the doorstep. So we ring the doorbell, put the bag on the door, step back, wait for somebody to come and pick it up. They're always absolutely delighted. It takes us hours because I always end up chatting to everybody on the doorstep.
Yeah.
My poor daughter's sitting in the car like, you know, come on.
Yeah.
But it's sort of my favorite day of the week, or has become my favorite day of the week, because it's that little bit of interaction, you know, like you do get in the shop, where just anybody can walk in and you can have a conversation with them. And the people who have shopped with us, who maybe didn't shop with us before, have been like, oh, you're the owner, because they'd obviously seen me on them, you know, Insta or Facebook. So I think the personal touch has meant a lot to people, particularly at the moment.
And in terms of online itself, you've been online now for, what would that be, nine years?
Yeah.
I really am fascinated by this aspect of credibility and being online. What is the link between that for a fashion boutique, in your opinion?
I think otherwise, I mean, you could be credible locally, can't you? Because people will see you. But the only way they're going to find you is by, well, actually, when we started, Facebook and Instagram weren't really massive like they are now. You were just relying on people walking by or telling each other or putting an advert in the paper or doing paid adverts in, you know, like Hearts Life and things like that. Which is expensive and you never know what you're getting back. So we felt that the website, you know, so if anybody ever Googled us, which of course that's the first thing, if somebody mentions, you know, a shop or anything, you Google it, don't you, to have a look.
You do.
Or if you're going somewhere for the weekend, I always Google to see, you know, independent fashion shops or, you know, whatever, interior shops, that sort of thing, independent restaurants, bars. And that, so we really did it for that to start with. And it's had a few incarnations over the years. A friend helped me do it originally. So, you know, it's got more professional as time has gone on. And I think now what I've learned in lockdown is actually we really need to sort of maintain the momentum that we've got. But particularly, sorry, I'm waffling on, in relation to the credibility, if you're doing a lot of work on social media, Instagram and Facebook, which we are, and you're getting lots of interest, but you can only sell to the people locally because you haven't got a website, it's sort of counterproductive, you know, because you're spreading your, you know, Instagram and Facebook allow you to spread your word really, you know, nationwide, well, internationally. And then, of course, the first thing those people do who are not local, they look for you online. So I think you really miss sales if you haven't got a website.
That's interesting. And in the last 10 years, Donna, have you found that Chloe James has been a destination fashion store? Have people been coming from other places than, say, St Albans to purchase pieces that they want? Yeah?
Yeah. I've got people who come from all over the place, actually, and come back, you know. So maybe they've got a reason to be down south and they live, you know, they've got a friend who lives not even always in St Albans, but, you know, North London or Hitchin or somewhere, you know, down this area, and they always come to St Albans for a day out, and always come and see us. So, you know, that's really nice. I mean, I think word of mouth advertising is priceless, you know. Those people talking about your business in a genuine, there's nothing in it for them, you know, they're just doing it out of genuine you know, regard for the store. You know, you can't pay that sort of advertising, and it's one of my favorite things in the whole world is when you're in the shop and you're just sort of, you know, somebody comes in and you say hi, and then I normally leave them a little while and then go and say, do you need some help? And while I'm sort of busying myself, I can hear one saying to the other one, this is my favorite shop, you've got to come in here, and they've got this upstairs, and you've got to go through here, and look what, you know, and you just think, oh my god, you know. I mean, I often joke with them, go, I need to get you on the payroll, you're just, you know, a brilliant advertising. Yeah, exactly.
I feel in some ways you're mimicking the Chloe James experience with these local drop-offs, aren't you? Because you're taking the time to put together these packages as you would normally do in the store. You're dropping them to people within, obviously, a safe distance, because that's what we're doing right now. And then you're having these really lovely catch-ups and chats, which I imagine is what people that love what you do and what you sell really enjoy about coming into the store. Would you say that's almost what's like happening at the moment?
I think that's exactly it. And what it's made me realize about the website with relation to this is that the website has never done as well as the shop. The shop is by far the biggest part of the business by miles. And I think it's because, how do you get the experience of coming into a shop and having a chat with somebody and having a laugh and then getting some great advice and buying a lovely present and trying a few things on and just generally feeling good? How do you get that onto a website? So I think that the personal drop-off, and everybody's had a bag with a handwritten little tag on saying, you know, we really appreciate you supporting a small business, you know, thank you so much. And a couple of people who've bought a few things, you know, I've popped a little just a tiny thing in to say thank you. And so now that's one of my things when I go back to, you know, normal, is to try and somehow mimic the store a bit more on the website. You know, maybe by, you know, putting videos up of the sort of things that I put on Insta. I mean, Instagram is linked to the website, but I think it's, yeah, anyway, it's on my sort of to-do list somehow to make the website more of the same experience that you get in the store.